Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, before we get back to it, here's just want to let you know our big event is coming up. WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. It is presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall. It is back Friday, May 9th, 1 week from today, actually. Friday, May 9th at Tabacone at Plantation Walk. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is a free event, so you just stop on by Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacone Plantation Walk. And that is free, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 and up to a 10. And if you are just joining us here this morning, the Panthers, they do have their second-round matchup set at the moment here. It is going to be Toronto, and we are still waiting on a start date. They have said anywhere from Saturday, Sunday, or Monday could be the potential start date for the Panthers' second-round matchup here with Toronto. And Coach Paul Maurice is going to join the show, Joe, today at 8:40 this morning. So we will have the head coach of the Panthers. He's become a fan favorite, man. Those interviews.
He comes on. God bless him to have the best team and still come on the show. We appreciate it because we have people that don't have good teams and don't come on. So it's great and appreciate him finding time, and he's honest and gets into stuff, and we always appreciate it. By the way, a lot of stuff going on this weekend, man. Baseball. Marlins back in town for six. Starting with the A's, and then the freak show comes to town. If you saw the Dodgers, and for any Marlin fans might have stayed up late to watch those Dodger games, two of the three were late at night. Yeah, a lot of batting practice for the Dodgers. Put up some monster numbers against that pitching staff for the Marlins, who actually been pretty good till they hit that group, and then things got tough. By the way, also F1 weekend, a lot of racing. With something that's become very popular, that series is really, the F1, just really taken off. People, especially people with money, love going, man. Love going to see it and being part of it. And I love that pre-show they do, Woody. They got them all down there and they're showing them. And there's Dwayne Wade and the guy's trying to figure out who everybody is and somebody's in his ear. It's always kind of entertaining. And then we got Panthers waiting to find out when they're going to play game one up in Toronto. We should know today. I'm guessing, like, hey, heads up here. When are we going to play again? Because we got to travel. And so game one, and by the way, the Panthers have played great against Toronto. 3-1 this year as last night Toronto took care of Ottawa. And that's it. So here we go, man. Nylander and Matthews and Tavares and Marner and all the rest of them. All those names you're familiar with. We go from Tampa Bay to Toronto.
Games we don't have a set day, by the way. Someone asked how it could possibly be tomorrow.
It just makes no sense it would be tomorrow.
That's what Pierre Lebrun said. So
Pierre said maybe Saturday.
You were, by the way, I think you made a great point because, you know, anyone named Pierre probably knows.
Oh, no, Pierre, man. Yeah. Pierre's from that Quebec, probably from that Quebec-Montreal area.
Yeah, he's from Canadian Sports Center.
And he, got to have a couple of Pierres working all over that in Canada, cities.
Tomorrow wouldn't make any sense to me, but.
Maybe in London, over in London. That's
the NHL doesn't seem to do a great job with their scheduling. They're always scheduling stuff at the same time as the Heat, so.
What do you all think they care about that?
I understand that. I understand they don't care.
And I think both arenas were sold out. A little more difficult for people watching, but they did fine. Except,
well, the Panthers have it all to themselves now.
We can't move on, by the way. You can't move on a relationship till you hear from the Godfather, and we haven't heard from him. Pat.
Are we going to hear from him?
Well, I got to tell you, if he doesn't talk, there's two things. If he can't talk because physically or mentally he's slowing down and he can't do it from that standpoint, which I don't think that's the case, and he just decides not to do it because he doesn't want to answer the questions that are going to be asked from our writers, then that is weak. That is Miami Heat week.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. None of those writers are going to go in there and try to embarrass Pat Riley.
No, but there's fundamental questions you got to ask.
Yeah, of course. I just want to hear what he has to say about Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And you know what, Joe? He's had months to prepare an answer to that question.
And the other thing is,
he's going to be caught off guard by it.
But the other thing Pat has to talk about is, you know, moving on for the people who don't care about the drama. And there are fans just, how are you going to fix it? What's the game plan? How do we feel about all these guys? How do you feel about him? Because you can't run it back. It was a year ago you talked to us. We're going to run it back, and everybody's going to stay healthy and happy, and we felt like we had a really good team. And I got people texting me, hey, if you look at it, we're only four games out of the top four positions from where we were, which is true. The teams from, what, like two to eight last year were really close the year before. And so, look, you know, if our guys played, we would have won that. You got to have a better home record and all those things that, you know, all my friends were telling me. But, okay, that's a year past. How do we feel about everybody? And how do we feel about all our number one picks? Everybody seems to love Khalil Ware and said, Joe, leave him alone. He's going to be fine. You're wrong about Khalil Ware. We've seen enough. We know he's only going to get better. Okay. Well, how do we feel about all the rest of them? Because we got a bunch of ones, including your two best players on the team right now. So, yeah, I'm really curious who Pat, who's brutally honest, man. That's one of the reasons everybody likes it. Or some of you maybe don't like when he's too honest and hurts people's feelings. But, yeah, Pat, and by the way, the other question, number one. Pat, everybody's ripping you now. Like, that you're 80 years old. How much? There's not too many 80-year-olds still running the business, man, unless you own it. How long have you talked to Mickey and Nick about that? So, and that's not coming from us, man. That's coming from all the people nationally that think he's lost the touch and he doesn't understand today's athletes, which friggin' drives us nuts. Can't talk to people that way anymore. That's old school. You can't talk to today's players like that. They're very sensitive to criticism. You have to put a positive on the negative. All right. So anyway, got to hear from Pat Riley is my point, though. Right, Woody? Because you know what? If he doesn't talk, is there something wrong with Pat? Is Pat not all there? Is Pat slowing down? Pat lost his fastball?
He does need to speak. I assume that he will. But yeah, there's just a few questions I'd like to hear him talk about. The Jimmy Butler thing being one of them. The other, like, the thing you're talking about, though, like, with the group of guys and, you know, what they could, like, the problem is I don't know what the answer is, and I presume he doesn't know either, right?
Well, if he just talked about 1 and 2 and walked out, well, we need a game plan. Like, Pat, do you have a game plan on what you're going to do? You mean, you know what you have. You know what kind of draft picks you have. You know what the value of your guys is. You're not stupid. You see what your value is, you know. And you know the names that are be thrown around. Do you have any chance to get those guys' names that are being thrown around? Is it too much to give up? Do you have enough?
He can't know right. The problem is, like, he can't know right now what they're going to be looking to do in the offseason, right?
What do you mean? You don't think they've had – what do you think they do in their meetings? Just, hey, What are you doing today?
Joe, I mean, the season just ended like a couple days ago. So, like, again, if Riley were to speak like this weekend, which, you know, I don't know how long they're going to drag it out. Like, I don't think he's going to have answers. He's going to say, oh, we're targeting this guy and this guy, this guy. Like,
I'm going to give you another one. I think Spo's going to be heavily involved with all this stuff. I think Spo's voice is.
You should be.
Yes, he's earned that. He's earned that years ago. Yes. But the other one is the Pat Riley question on Pat Riley. That's real now, man. And even, you know, it'd be one thing if you're 50 years old or 55 and he was going through this, people, well, he's still got his good years and seems to relate. But now he's 80. And there are not too many people in sports, 80 years old, that are still doing what Pat's doing. That's just a fact. And I think Pat's really good. Well, look, I'm with everybody else. If we're going to name, if we're looking to name stuff after people, Pat Riley's name's got to be right there at the top of the list. If whether it's Dan Marino off the Turnpike or Don Shula Expressway or D. Wade, and I don't know who else has been named around here.
Well, that's why this is a delicate subject here. Like, you can't just throw them out. You can't Belichick them. We were talking about Belichick earlier. You can't do that to him. You need to treat him in a certain way. So I don't know. That's a tough one, man. That's a very tough one for those guys over there.
I don't think Mickey and Nick would do that to him.
They're not gonna throw him out.
One thing I've learned about Mickey Arison, since he's the head guy, and I know he's got a lot of people underneath him that run things, but he's a very loyal guy. I've noticed all my buddies are still working there. They don't go, hey, you got to go now. They keep working.
The problem is, just feels like Riley wants to do this forever, right? I mean, like, what else is he going to do?
I totally agree. I think this is what keeps Pat Riley alive. This is what keeps Pat going. We thought Pat at some point would go back. I thought he might somehow get back involved with the Lakers. They tried to get him back in a little bit, a little consulting work. I think that's what Jerry West was doing, a little consulting work in L.A., and that way he go back to wherever he's got his home and all his cars and all his celebrity neighbors that Pat hung. Pat's big with that group, right? That group, Pat's part of that group. And I thought he'd get the itch to go back and be part of it, and he hasn't left. And he works this thing pretty hard. I mean, he travels a little bit too. There he is at the All-Star game. Like, damn, Pat. Didn't see that one coming. So, yeah, Pat's got to talk.
I mean, I don't think he necessarily needs to move on, Joe, but, you know, get a little help.
He's got a lot of help
in the building, yeah.
He got a lot of help in that building. I know everybody just think Pat's doing this, and Pat's got a lot of help. Pat's got a really good team of people that are obviously all younger that are working with him. Andy's been with him forever. Hell, Andy's been down here with him forever. He's got people that great – people in the scouting department. He's got a damn good team. He's got a really good team.
The first fire Spo text of the morning.
So why would somebody want to fire Spo?
You know.
What for?
Because that's the answer to, you know, everyone's problems.
So what, Spo
would have a job tomorrow if they fired him today. But,
oh, my God.
You know, a lot of teams lining up to hire his ass.
Yeah. Okay, that's the best we can do on a Friday. Is the big problem is Spo. Holy crap, man.
Sounds like the game will not be tomorrow, you dumbass. Talking about the hockey game.
That's what we said. We said the guy
said. I didn't say that. I just said that's what Pierre LeBrun has reported.
I told you there's not like, I know I'm on with you today and we got practice.
I hope the game is tomorrow, you bum.
Why are people so mean today?
You know, I will tell you, Joe.
You threw out and you said Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
No, like, they do have these crazy new things called airplanes. So, like, the Panthers could theoretically, I know this is tricky, but they could theoretically get to Toronto by today.
No, easily.
To play tomorrow.
No, it's
I mean,
not
it
that
is
far.
It is theoretically possible in this new world we live in here. So,
but I will tell you, can you imagine going, hey, we got practice this morning, and, oh, by the way, bring your stuff just in case.
No, but I could imagine.
Find out why we're here, we got to go. You
know, maybe they told the team that, hey, Saturday's a possibility, prepared
they
for an
did.
Early afternoon flight.
Like, good point, Woody.
Yeah, so I don't think it's, like, outside the realm of reality, but, you know.
Hey, man, I'm sure they'd like to have an extra day off. Can we just say that? Like to have an extra day off.
I'd like to play tomorrow night. I got nothing going on tomorrow night. Do you?
I'm trying to think.
I'd like to sit down and watch some hockey tomorrow night if I'm
here. I do have a couple of things coming up here.
Picky about days here.
No.
Saturday night works for me.
Well, you got the little guys. You got to keep your kids don't sleep. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here on a Friday, man. Hope everybody out there is doing better than Bill Belichick and his girl right now. I think it's entertaining. I do think it's entertaining. I got a little TMZ on me with the Belichick story right now. There's just so many parts of this. And it all started with a friggin' book, which I can't believe Belichick would want to go out on a book tour to promote a book. He didn't like talking to the media. Now he's got to talk to them, and they're going to ask their own questions. And now stuff's leaked out about the book. I hope he's got a lot on the Brady Belichick. There's so many good stuff. If he put everything in that book that he could, besides just the X's and O's and coaching and mistakes he might have made, and he put all the good stuff, like the relationship with, you know, the owner and all that, that'd be great. But I don't know if he's got that in there. I do know it's hurricane season's right around the corner, folks. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Boy, I'll tell you what, you can't control where the hurricane season might go. You can't. We've been lucky. Last few years, we've been pretty darn lucky. But I do know this, there is one thing you can do, and that's protect your home with the best products to give yourself every chance with the thing that's most important to you, and that's your home, to do it the right way. And I will tell you, Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing would love to be there for you. Let's talk about that old leaky roof. You're going, a lot of people going, one more year. One more year, let me patch this bad boy up. I can save some money. Well, replace your old roof now and pay later. How's that work for you? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Call them and get started now. Visit LoctiteImpact.com again. LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They have folks work all day during business hours. They can answer all your questions and get it started. They will take care of everything from start to finish with permits and everything else. Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Call them today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And welcome back here on a Friday with a busy weekend coming up. F1, baseball, a lot of cool things going on here in South Florida. And also, it's time to just kind of sit back now and look at the new depth chart if you're a Dolphins fan and go, okay, let me see how it looks now. Matter of fact, actually, they do a good job. You can go on ESPN. They do an updated depth chart with players they've added and athletes coming off injury, and plus you already know that if you're a Dolphins fan, got a pretty good idea of all that stuff and where the team is and how you feel about the team and what needs to happen. First thing needs to happen is you got to stay healthy, because I don't think you have a lot of depth on this team. You need the frontliners from your pass rushers, your three first-round picks on the outside. I'd love to see what happens if those three guys on the outside, Bradley, Jalen, and Chop, all stay healthy on what their numbers will look like. Now, I know what you're saying. I can feel it. Well, I know. Yeah, me too. But what's the chance all three of them are going to stay healthy? Well, Jalen's had some bad luck. Bradley, I'm glad they end up not playing him, so he's fully recovered to come back. But we need those guys to look like number one picks again, man, and stay healthy. And when they're usually healthy, they're productive, and Chop, off of what he did in the second half of the season, he's going to play a lot. I mean, he's got those young legs and comes off the ball, and I think he learned a lot. So that, for one, the area of everything that I'm still concerned with, and again, just offensive line. I know you're going with Joe. Jeez, we just got a starting right guard. What else do you want? And he's a big guy. I think he's going to be a big, big asset to this team. I think he's going to come in, and you want more guys that look like that. I get it. I'm a little concerned about James Daniels, speaking of the injury bug, coming off an Achilles. Still working to come back from that. And I know he's got time. I just not real big late in, and when we get around minicamp and guys are still, you know, still injured, and, you know, and it's a little more serious. And Achilles, listen, the Achilles is, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to come back from. So we got him. If he can play, there's no question he's going to be really good. I agree. Then I worry about the depth of the offensive line. We just haven't had a starting five. We have nothing in common with the Buffalo Bills for the starting five offensive linemen. My God. They play with a sixth guy, and that's it. They just, hell, they play an extra guy. They play as a tight end, have a guy check in probably more than anybody in football. They use an extra offensive lineman. And then the biggest thing is Jalen Ramsey's not coming back. So please stop with that. Maybe they can still work it out. Maybe they can all have a sit down together and get things worked out. Nobody's going to change. From the complaints they have about each other, nobody's going to change. Nobody's going to change. And by the way, this is not to put blame on one guy or the other. It's not. Because Jalen Ramsey can be a pain too. He probably didn't realize it because he think, man, all I got to do is play football. But he's a pain too. He is. And his complaints are probably, he's probably got some good points to his complaints too. The problem is somebody signed off. The agents always ask for more money. We probably got four or five agents calling the team. Well, my guy played pretty well last year. Like, get him some more money. Are you passing it out like you did last year? Well, Jalen got paid that money, and it is a foolish, stupid look that in year two, like all of a sudden, whatever it is that's driving you nuts about him, that you're going to get rid of him. But you made that decision, so you got us all moving on, and I'm all for moving on, but what do you got to replace it? It's great. You want to move on? You got something better? Great. I don't see any Jalen Ramsey in that group. I don't. Kader Kohu played fine last year. Got a couple of picks, had some nice plays, and really played a lot better from the year before. Storm Duck got a chance. You know, has up and downs, but he's going to have his growing pains. Cam Smith, I don't trust. Ethan Bonner, you don't trust because you didn't play him that much. You got a guy you drafted. Probably going to give him a chance. Jason Marshall probably going to get some chances. Artie Burns got a lot of experience. Former first-round pick. But I look at that group, and the problem is it's not just one. It's two guys that you could really use. Now, I get it. They're probably saying to themselves, one of these guys got to start. One of these guys we got to trust to put out there and start. And then it gets into – well, that's great when you go nickel, but what about when you go dime and now you need an extra guy to cover? Now you need four corners out there. So this is a little head-scratching. You should be a little concerned too, folks. Again, you don't have a whole lot of experience in starting guys with starts and that have had a lot of production at your safety or corner position. And I believe the two safeties, they have them. They're going to play. If I was to guess right now who's going to start, at least for the beginning of the season, I'd say the two guys they got in free agency, Melifon Wu and Ashton Davis. So, now, you know, it's probably going to be an open competition because they haven't done that much either. Elijah Campbell get a chance, Patrick McMorris, even Dante Trader probably get a chance. Nice little article about him being a two-sport athlete and a lacrosse guy as well as a football guy. We jump here and take a quick break. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. By the way, with all this stuff going on, and Panthers now know they'll play Toronto Maple Leafs, the biggest story we have in sports with our best team. This Belichick story is unbelievable. I have noticed when I go home with all women that they're talking about it. I come into work. Woody, I don't want to say everywhere, but everybody's got an opinion about this because it's now leaking outside of football where a lot of people don't care. I realize not everybody loves sports. But people do, again, it's not even about the book. And it is partially because he's been his career and he's been a great coach and Hall of Fame coach. And, you know, he's making a run at Don Shula to break the record. And I thought it was a slam dunk it was going to happen. And all of a sudden, he can't find a job in the NFL. He goes to North Carolina, picks up a new girlfriend on the way who just happens to be not just another girlfriend because Bill's single. He can do whatever he wants. And she happens to be 24 years old. Now we're finding out there's an ugly side to this woman. Or is she just really super protective of her boyfriend, her 73-year-old, 49 years difference boyfriend? And now, and I've been saying this, we find out, and we knew, Bill Belichick's made $200 million as a coach, if you're wondering. $200 million. He's coached now. He's been a head coach, coordinator, coach a long, long time. Long time. It doesn't take long with the amount of money coaches are making now. And he happened to be at the top of making more than anybody for a long period of time with New England. But now the family stuff comes into it. People out there have been through it where it gets a little ugly when grandpa gets older and decides he wants a girlfriend, or my father is jumping in a relationship late in life and she looks like she's in it for the money. The daughter-in-law's come out and taken a shot at her, and you're going, oh, boy, this stuff. And everybody's got an opinion on it. Bill's not all there. I've heard that all. The FM girl, something's wrong with Bill Belichick. He's not himself. That's not Bill Belichick to just let a woman run his life like that. He's never done that. Hell, he runs away from him. He's keeping this one around. So everybody's got their own theory. You know who's got to come out and say something about this, right? And as soon as he does, he knows it's going to be a big story. One person, Tom Brady, who just happens to live here in South Florida. Tom friggin' Brady. Can't wait to hear. So Gronk came out, said, oh, no, she's just doing all his stuff for him. And goes home and sleeps with him. But, yeah, but also is doing his stuff for him. She's doing him a favor. I got a feeling she's just a pain in the ass. Controlling, over the top. And Bill, for the first time in his life, letting somebody do that. Bill's never been that guy. Bill Belichick's never been that guy. Hey, you guys, Bill Belichick's had his hands in every part of that organization. He thought he's the last guy to do it. Running drafts, running free agency, telling what he wants to do. Getting mad at, like, chewing guys out that, like, the greatest player of all time is getting his ass chewed out late in his career. Crazy story, man.
Got Barkley talking about him coming up next, if you want.
Even Charles dipping in on this one now,
everyone's,
huh?
Weighing in.
Everybody. Yeah. By the way, I see the ladies. I went home, and I swear to God, it wasn't me. My wife had that what's that, the girls during the day? What's that?
The View.
The View. Yeah. Five of them. Mm. Just miserable women just talking about
miserable.
I mean, come on,
you,
man.
Obviously watch the show. I don't know. Are they?
No, but it's on. And
you must have caught a glimpse of it.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, listen, I don't know which one it is. There's a couple of them, actually. All right. Hey, I do want to tell you about Michael Kotze. Nothing miserable about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, this man has no life, and this dude works. Yeah, this guy gets after it 7 days a week. There's a reason Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is just a little different than everybody else that's in this business. This guy works, man. First-time home buyers, he's got a great program for you so you have a chance to get that home and somebody else doesn't beat you out on something you really want to buy. He's going to get you the lowest rates, fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got a great program for you. Michael Kotze, through the years, has put together specialty programs when others have said no, that you can still get things done that you really want. And I think it's great. Google reviews on the web. Find out what everybody's saying about him, man. Go to Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of fun and fantastic stuff. First of all, he works 7 days a week. That's a big thing because a lot of people out looking at real estate on the weekends, and you'd like to be able to get a hold of your mortgage guy. And you can with Michael Kotze. You can call or text him. 35 years of experience. And just so good at everything. Gets deals done in half the time. Gets all the paperwork going on the weekends. And you're going, man, it's almost done already? Yeah. Reverse mortgages, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. It might be some with all that equity in your home you could really use. One of Michael Kotze's many specialties that he does for you. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. His wife sent me a text and said, please stop saying my husband has no life. I know we don't go out that much, but please stop saying that. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here?
All right, Joe, our lead story in the headlines this morning, a friend is coming back to town here. Justin Furr has been hired as the new head coach at Barry University for the men's basketball program. Very happy to have Justin back in town here. It's a great hire for Barry, and just wanted to give him a big shout-out
here
this
morning. Yeah, good for him. How many years is Butch here for?
Butch was here, I think, 12 years, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. I actually started working at Barry the same year Butch came in. And then Justin had worked as an assistant with Butch. He went out and did some Division I stuff. He's back.
Okay.
So good morning to all my friends over there, and happy for Justin this morning. It's a great hire for Barry. Looking forward to that. So very excited there. Joe, how about this one? Speaking of coaching, J.J. Redick.
Getting ripped.
Who seems like he's a little bit in over his head, I think. Listen to this comment that he made. And let me know who you think this might be directed to.
I'll start with the off season and the work that's required in an off season to be in championship shape. And, you know, we have a ways to go as a roster. And certainly there are individuals that were in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
Who could have to get in shape? He's talking about LeBron?
No, LeBron's in shape like 13 months a year. There's only 12, but 13 months a year, he's in shape. So let me just say, that's clear cut, man.
What an idiot.
Same thing with Luka, but at least he didn't pull a Pat Riley and call Luka's ass out.
They need a real coach over there if they want to have any shot. He's just a moron.
Wait a sec. He just had a really good year with that group.
I think he's an idiot. He had a meltdown the other day. A reporter asked him about something, talking to his assistants or something. He had a meltdown. He like ran out of the press conference.
Well, that's one you don't have to say because that's the knock on him. Besides, he's just horrible defensively. Horrible.
I got to tell you, there is an incredibly funny video montage that someone put out on Twitter, and it just says Luka Doncic pre-American food, and it shows him like when he was a rookie. He was very skinny. When he came into the league, I don't know if you remember.
He got the Dallas cheeseburger, double cheeseburger. He went on that program.
The all-American diet has been bad for him, to say the least. But that video was very funny.
Beer.
The pre-American
beer
food.
Too. The beer catches up to everybody, too, now.
Yeah? Oh, yeah? All right, you ready for a little Barkley action here, Joe?
That was wild.
All right, first, here's Barkley, a little funny stuff from their show.
Roland Garros from Paris, the clay courts, one of the tennis Grand Slam events, and it's on TNT and streaming on Max. Our first year of that, the coverage, can't wait for it to start.
Changing that from French Open to Roland Garros, yeah, is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Stop. Trying to keep a nice relationship with our new partners.
We gave $60 million a year.
Can they?
May 25th.
We gave $60 million a year. We
so they can change the name if they want.
Yeah.
I'm telling the French how to do their business.
Gave $60 million a year. They better shut the hell up.
Wow. Probably the last time we'll run that promo. It's that time.
He truly can say whatever he wants. He says stuff. You think it and can't say it. He says it.
So, well, how does that work? By the way, they like officially changed the name of it, or is it? I thought Roland Garros was the name of the place they play.
Yes, Roland Garros always been the name.
Yeah, right. Isn't that's the name?
Roland Garros is
right?
not new.
Yeah, I
know.
I
know Chuck's a big golfer and not spend a whole lot of time on the tennis world. Which, by the way, I'm on my way over there to see it. Can't wait. Couple weeks away.
You're going to slide around on the clay?
Going to go over there, and I'm going to Tommy Tourist him to death.
Nice. I like that. I'm happy for it. I know you're excited for that one. And then really quick, here's...
I'm the second most excited person, Woody.
Yeah, I bet. Here's Barkley on the Belichick situation.
Well, this is a very slippery subject for me because Bill's one of my really good friends. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns.
Yeah,
I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope. He's the greatest football coach ever for him and Nick Saban, for college Nick Saban, for Bill, the NFL. Yeah, I from what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good. But I am concerned from what I'm hearing. Because, it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
Slippery sloped a few times there.
I like how he goes, I never talk about people's relationships, but he's concerned, man. He's very concerned. A lot of us are concerned.
I don't know if you can get real close to Belichick. I don't know, like, how good a friend he thinks he is, but, like, I don't know if Belichick lets you in the... Huh? I never got a feeling that, like, Tom and Bill are going around having beers together. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yeah. And then finally here, Joe, happy 50th birthday to David Beckham.
I saw him. Saw the picture. Looks great.
He does, yeah.
Great.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
What else you have?
That's it. I'm done. We'll talk about that for more than...
Happy birthday!
I know. I just thought we'd discuss it a little more in depth than you saying you like his body, but...
He looks great.
You saw the TMZ pictures? Is that what you saw?
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
You think he works out still?
You? You think... It'd probably be good for all of us to try that program. Probably wouldn't be bad. Woody, you're a young guy. You got to get rolling on that.
I don't think there's anything I could do to get my body to look like that.
No.
That would be a tricky one.
I don't think he's ever really got out of shape, probably, right?
Probably not. By the way, I find David Beckham, his story is incredibly interesting. I don't know if you ever watched the
documentary. I saw that. I did like it.
What a fascinating story.
I did like it.
Those fans up there, a bunch of scumbags.
Oh,
they were very hard on him.
Oh my God.
They were very hard on him.
You know what? Sometimes you're a scumbag.
They need to be classy like American sports fans.
Yeah, okay.
We're really nice down here, all of our athletes and coaches and stuff.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Positive.
Yeah. It was nice. American fans are nice.
Hey, we've got Don Strock, former Dolphins quarterback, going to join us. Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, going to join us coming up here in this 8 o'clock hour. I do want to talk to you about something that's helping a lot of men out there. And if you're going through it and don't know where to turn to, that's all I'm saying. If you know you're going through being tired all the time, even starting to get moody, if you just all your energy level, and everybody's going, oh, it's normal, don't worry about it, just, and you're sleeping like really crappy, and your sex drive is gone, you have low T and ED. You probably know that, because everybody's going to, every guy out there is going to get it. Some guys in their 40s get both of them. Some guys in their 50s, 60s, 70s. It's going to happen to everybody out there. There's a reason Atlantic Men's Clinic is booming right now, and I mean doing really, really well, because people are getting great results. This is what they do, but they do it the professional way. I know there's a lot of places out there that just, here, do this, and now you should. No, they got doctors that come in there. They're professionals. They do it the right way. Everybody's program is different. To get you the best results, police your program to make sure everything is being done the right way. Atlantic Men's Clinic is just the place to go when it comes to low T and ED for men out there. First of all, you're going to get great, and I'm talking firsthand, a year ago, ED, low T, full-blown. Went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. It's been a year now. Scheduled that consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Went in there, the T, the PSA test, met with their professional. Look at, there's not an easy way to tell them about all the problems. Like, yeah, things are bad in the bedroom too. But I got on a program, man. I got great results, and I tell everybody, because I just, when you go to something and you have great results, you just want to tell everybody, like, hey, man, if you're going through it, I promise you. How quickly is it going to work? It's going to work quickly. Listen, it is fantastic. Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday is what I like to call it, because today's a big day over there for their places. They got six locations. You got to set up that first appointment, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. You are in for great results, but you got to make the call and set up the first appointment. You'll be sold once you see it, once you hear it. And they promise you, man, you are going to get great results.